Welcome to the panel on the problems with cost benefit. I'm Wendy Wagner. I'm a law professor at University of Texas and Case Law School, so I'm the moderator for this particular panel. I think, as many of you know, our panelists talking about the problems with cost benefit are really a sort of a very distinguished group. Each has made their own sort of separate mark in the area of writing about cost benefit, both its attributes and its problems. And I think, as many of you know, since you probably read what they produced, I think we have a pretty good coverage here. I think we pretty much covered the waterfront on the attributes of cost-benefit and also some of the problems. I'd say the only slight imbalance is that we're talking about the problems of cost-benefit, but we only have one economist. So to slightly rectify that, we're going to have Bob Hans speak at the end so we can sort of collect all the dust that's settled and respond to it. But other than that, I think we're going to get a pretty nice range of views on cost-benefit analysis. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our panelists, and then we'll get started. Our first speaker is Dave Fedreson. He's the university professor at the Syracuse University College of Law. He's written a number of articles on cost-benefit analysis, looking at methodology, a variety of other facets of cost-benefit analysis. And he, in addition to his articles, also published a book called The Economic Dynamics of Environmental Law, published by MIT Press in 2003, which won awards. Tom McGarity is going to be our next speaker. And he's an endowed chair at the University of Texas School of Law. He, too, has written a number of articles on cost-benefit analysis, focusing, I'd say, more largely on the institutional context of cost-benefit analysis. In 1991, he actually published an extremely important book called Reinventing Rationality by Cambridge University Press. And I actually think, even though it's now been 18 years, a lot of the things that he identified are very much true today. So it's still sort of a contemporary treatment of the subject of the institutional role of cost-benefit analysis and regulatory impact analysis. Our third speaker is Richard Revez. He's the dean at NYU School of Law. And he took the deanship, I think, in 2002 after serving on the faculty there for 17 years. He's also, in his spare time, the Lawrence King Professor of Law and Director of the Law School's Program on Environmental Regulation. He also has a wide-ranging list of terrific articles on cost-benefit analysis. He's written great stuff on discounting, on methods and the valuation of life, and also, again, on the institutional role of cost-benefit analysis. And he has the most recent book of our panelists, published just last year, 2008, with Michael Livermore, who I think is also in the audience. And the title of that book sort of speaks for itself. It's Retaking Rationality: How Cost-Benefit Analysis Can Better Protect the Environment and Our Health, which I think is, you can, those of you with computers can buy it right now on Amazon, right? Yeah, sure. Our final panelist is Robert Hahn. As I mentioned before, he's our lone economist. He's a founder of the American Enterprise Institute Center for Regulatory and Market Studies, and that actually succeeded in 2008 the AEI Brookings Joint Center that many of you are probably familiar with in their work. He served as a senior staff economist on the White House President's Council of Economic Advisors. He's been on numerous faculties, but most important for our purposes, he's published a lot on cost-benefit analysis, and he, I think, may be the only one up here who's actually done a lot of very high-profile cost-benefit analyses. Among his books is another one that's pertinent to the panel. It's called Reviving Regulatory Reform. We got a lot of ING titles here. A Global Perspective, and that was published by AEI Press in 2001. So with that, we'll go ahead and open it to the panelists. I should tell you what their assignment was, because I think it helps focus a very broad subject. Their assignment was to speak for 5 to 7 minutes on what they viewed as the most important problems with cost-benefit analysis. So we're getting sort of the top of the list of what is often a quite long list. So with that, I'll go ahead and start with David